So I'm happy to be here in Vrindavan Dham on this holy occasion of Akshaya Tritiya and the beginning of Chandana Yatra. Many times devotees who know me, they ask me, why don't you come to Vrindavan very often, or we don't see you so much in Vrindavan, you only come here and pass through, and even when you come with some program that you don't stay like today to give the class and like that. So my friend Devananda Pandit Prabhu said, Akshaya Tritiya, let's not have any Vrajamandal Parikrama and let's be here. We can have the darshan of Chandana Yatra, their lordships, and also be here for Akshaya Tritiya, which is nowadays becoming very popular among the common public also. I wish I could come to Vrindavan more often. The Kartik time, it will be so crowded, and I miss a lot the things that go on in Kartik, and also our developing coming up temple where Kartik is also an important month to educate people in our own respective centers how they can be more devoted and they can do more service in the temples during the month of Kartik. So when I come here, probably I'm coming here for doing kind of Vrajamandal Parikram, maybe after 10-15 years. With Radhanath Swami, I came several times during Kartik. And after a long time, we are doing Kartik Mandal, this Vrajamandal Parikrama. So today, we are celebrating at the beginning of Chandana Yatra, which will continue for 21 days. And also Akshaya Tritiya, because of public taking so much interest, so we are also looking into what is the significance and what things have happened on this day that this has become a popular celebration. Many times people ask the devotees, whenever some festival days come, what we should be doing, what we should do on festival days. Actually, for devotees, we have taken shelter of a spiritual master in Guru Parampara, and they are committed to this path of devotional service. What can we say when people ask us, like, what we have to do on occasions like this? Because for devotees, it is Nitya Usava. For devotees, it is daily a festival, and 365 days in the year, devotees, they are eager to get up as early as they can, at least before 3:45, and then be there to do the best celebration of the day, the Mangal Arati. No? What can be the best beginning of the day than to attend Mangal Arati? No? And I try to tell that when you are attending Mangal Arati, you try to be there before they open the curtain, that is called darshan. Once the Lord is open for darshan, you come, that means the Lord is seeing you. It's not that we are waiting to see the Lord. So generally, the Lord is so great, and we are so small, and we are so fallen, we are only the sadhakas. Somehow we are fortunate that we have come to this Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, which is powerfully presented by the most empowered devotee of our time, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Now sometimes when we hear some good katha here and there, like I stepped out when I thought that there's a fantastic katha by this man here or by that man there, that Swami is there. You know, on one or two occasions, let's say I went to Simla, but he was found to be at least like Rasika Bhakta and like that. So as devotees, we wanted to know how a Rasika Bhakta looks like or what activities he does and like that. No. Actually, staying with my feet strong in ISKCON, I happened to visit three people. I may not like to mention the names, and one in Bombay, some very popular person came, probably who has the biggest ashram on the same Ramandreti road. So he was in Bombay, and maybe by Krishna's arrangement or by Maya's arrangement, whatever, like they said, such and such a Swami is here in the city. So some 3-4 sannyasis, in our group, we were about 8 to 10 sannyasis. We all took sannyas together in 1989. So three of us, without telling, because we are not supposed to, so we just went to see. And by Prabhupada's mercy or whatever, by my good karmas, I was not at all impressed, although the talk was very powerful. But the devotees, they are not simply interested in a talk, because anybody can prepare a good talk, like, you know, I can make up some things. So we just had a ISKCON disciple course in Nellore, and in the questionnaire, how you will recognize a spiritual master. He does very powerful kirtans. There are options you have to tick. He does powerful kirtans, and he gives very powerful lectures, and he very smilingly greets everybody. And then like that, there are 10 options were there, and there's one by hearing his talk, how it is appropriate to the parampara, and also how his behavior is also according to the standards of the parampara. That means he doesn't need anything that we have to impress the public, or we have to impress the people. We don't have to be out of our shoes to speak something that like for what we are not eligible or what is not spontaneous for us to speak and so on. So anyway, I was not impressed with the first so-called, and then on another occasion I ran into some person who was really, gives very good talks on Bhagavatam, and he composes his own songs, many nice bhajans, and he goes into raptures, very nice, you know. So that's very, very impressive. Then, because we are trained by this Prabhupada, the Gaudiya Sampradaya, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what standards he has set, and the our Rupanuga Sampradaya, and all our acharyas, and especially Prabhupada having lived amongst us, you know, from 1966 to 77, giving himself completely to the devotees, so the devotees can see him in and out, outside the classes, you know, in his private life, and all that, which is all well recorded, you know. Hundreds of books are there. So that's why it is very much necessary that we read Prabhupada books and books on Prabhupada, so that we'll know what it means to live a saintly life, the life of a devotee. Many times, like we see, I should not be under illusion. It's our etiquette that we offer pranams to sannyasi, we offer pranams to our senior persons. But we should not make the mistake. That's good. Etiquette we have to follow. Probably many times they are more advanced than us. There is no doubt. But that is not the all about spiritual life. You know, this is the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And by seniority, we may be in the mission, and there may be people walking to the mission, maybe to complete their spiritual life. They may be pretty advanced people. So our eyes and ears have to be open all the time, not take things for granted, and not do things in a formality. But because any conscientious devotee, any good devotee, his eyes and ears are open to appreciate the devotional qualities in other devotees. And as you know, when we say that we are not looking for who is an advanced devotee, who is not an advanced devotee. The advanced devotees are there, but our mood should be in all the devotees, what to speak of devotees, in everyone we meet, how can we try to find something from which we can learn in our life. So I went to Simla to meet this person. I think for himself, he was all right. He was doing well in his etiquette and in his erudition and so on. So I think maybe he is some kind of a... And then, no. Even when I joined ISKCON in 1980s, there were, by the time itself, there were many gurus. And I was wondering, you know, how should I recognize, find out my spiritual master? And I see that all are having different many good qualities, how they are devoted to Prabhupada, and how they are enthusiastic to push on the mission of Srila Prabhupada. Then I already took 2 years without taking diksha in the temple. So then people were asking, you are gathering some people through your preaching, and you yourself are not initiated. Do you think there are all these Prabhupada followers are not very good devotees or inspiring? It's not like that. I was saying, at least in principle, I was reading from the books of Prabhupada that once you take diksha, you surrender, and when you surrender, you mean what it means to be a surrendered person. That means just whatever he is, take your time, but once you surrender, then you don't start finding, maybe I don't like this, you know, maybe I don't want to follow that. Then the charm of spiritual life, the process of spiritual life is a little disturbed. You know? So with that mood, I was thinking where I can, then the, you know, the time we had our senior devotees, Giriraj Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj, Gopal Krishna Maharaj, they were all stationed in Jew temple, Mumbai, you know. And then sometimes Kirtananda Swami coming there. So, one time Giriraj Maharaj, he called me. And then there's a little talk about you that it's more than 2 years. You have not taken diksha. So, what do you want to do? And then it was actually Bhagavatam class. And after the class, any questions? So then I asked Giriraj Maharaj this question. Yeah, our philosophy says that everyone needs a spiritual master, and one has to take initiation. And Maharaj, I have a question. Like, I came into ISKCON mission, I got to read Srila Prabhupada books and also books on Srila Prabhupada, and it was completely like a new horizon for me. It's like a new paradigm for me, that actually everything is spiritual life what we need. So everything about Prabhupada, the way he presented Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and the way he conclusively presented the principles and practices of Krishna consciousness, although my background, the birth, the upbringing, and the education, and the company, and the activities were completely bad and materialistic, but Prabhupada books completely. If you go like this, simply you are rushing to the hell. Break. And it is not easy to be in spiritual path, but still there is no danger, there is no risk, there is no problem, because as long as you don't give up chanting Hare Krishna, whatever mistakes you make, still you can go on, and one day you will be able to make it. So I was convinced about that. And then, so where to begin? So I said, all right, because I am not able to, you know, spontaneously. I said, this group of devotees, they are followers of such and such a spiritual master. I think their mood is very nice and that thing. So let us start here. So not that there was complete faith in the spiritual master from whom I was taking initiation, but you are safe because within ISKCON you are accepting a spiritual master, and the whole process is there. If somebody slips, still you are not lost because the mission will go on, and things can be rectified, corrected, and like that. So I started, and things went on. So the point is, this similar guy, Swamiji, was a lot much was all right, but what we have learned from Prabhupada's mission, the standards. I remember one thing, you can never neglect the sadhana. If you think you are a very advanced soul or a liberated soul, then you spontaneously you want to do all these activities. You don't want to miss any of these activities because you are attracted. You playfully, joyfully do it. And if you think you are not advanced, then it is all the more necessary for you that you keep to these things carefully. So Prabhupada, he has given such standards and training to his followers. And that's how ISKCON mission is going strong. Generally, after the founder leaves, whatever branches are there, after that again things start coming down or things start falling apart. But we see when Prabhupada started, it was 108 temples. Now we have 800 plus temples. And now previously the standards were not set. And I was attending this ILS and SGGS, Sanyasi Guru, GBC Sangha, ISKCON Leadership Sangha. They are nicely trying to institute such standards. I said, the few Prabhupada disciples, they are there. Maybe after another 15, 20 years, they may not be there. Then if the body of devotees are not exposed to each other, and they are not trained up, and systems are not put in place, and such a huge institution, if it gets into disrepute or things break up, it's very difficult to put it together. So it was a very nice thing that instead of individual based or charismatic organization, they are trying to put the philosophy, the practices in the center, guided by the founder Acharya Prabhupada and the body appointed by him, the GBC body, as a whole body. Whatever the decisions they take, you just submissively follow them. When my I took sannyas outside, then I was outside, I was in ISKCON, and then went out for some time and came back, and then I had to be ratified by the sannyas committee that now he has went out for some years with their guru out, and then they have come back, and then do you have to give him the status of a sannyasi, or because ISKCON has some standard. So then they interviewed, And then the after all the questions, they asked one question. What is that? If your Guru Maharaj says something and the GBC body as a separate resolution and your Guru Maharaj says something, what you have to do? If the GBC body has this resolution and your Guru Maharaj, who is a very pure devotee, and he says something, what do you want to do? Anyway, Krishna gave me the intelligence. I said, I have to follow the GBC body. All right. You go on as a sannyasi in ISKCON. So this is our mission. We have to stay inside ISKCON for whatever ISKCON is. Don't leave ISKCON, whatever, no? And be in ISKCON. And whatever the GBC as a body, not one individual GBC saying this, but as a GBC body, they pass the resolutions. Whether you like it or not, you just submit. You know? And then that will be in our good interest. Anyway, so why I am telling all these things is I went to that second guy in Simla, and then I started seeing the standards of their followers. Not very good. No? No strict that you have to get up at this time, you have to be chanting this many rounds, you have to be strict about following these do's and don'ts. It was not there. Naturally you practice bhakti. That is called sahajiya. I said, maybe that person is all right, but nothing like Prabhupada. And then we ran into our own Gaudiya Vaishnava, who was very powerful after Prabhupada in this world, not taking his name. I thought, because I was in touch with their followers from Chandigarh here and there, and they were telling me how he is writing the books not presented by Prabhupada, and how so many new books, you know, establishing our Siddhanta, very good. It's a, so I thought maybe, you know, already the mood was there. Whatever be it, say Prabhupada ISKCON mission gave me the shelter. You know, everything began with Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's life, and Prabhupada's mission. So I was preparing to go and meet him. So I took it, then I said, "Heaven." And it was really impressive, very powerful Gaudiya Vaishnava presentation. Again, when it came to the standards and practices, nothing like ISKCON, nothing like ISKCON. No, sometimes some individuals in ISKCON are being criticized, and that way they try to criticize ISKCON. An individual in ISKCON is at fault, and they try to criticize ISKCON. Then it is a strong case for us to defend that. If some guy is loose and nonsense, so, but what it has to do with ISKCON is not representing ISKCON properly, maybe he can be stopped or he can be corrected, but taking an individual, you cannot, we cannot allow people to touch Prabhupada or ISKCON organization, you know. When I actually, I spent about 20 years in Kurukshetra. I went there in 1987, and then that time some things happened, some Iranian devotees and that, and then there was a little this thing, that thing, talk in the town, in the newspapers, and I went to do ISKCON work. He said, your ISKCON people did like this, did like that. So I have no hesitation or any embarrassment. What if some individual does something, Prabhupada did not want us to be like that, and ISKCON is not meant for that. Everybody knows that ISKCON is meant for pure devotional service to the Lord. Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So boldly, and then slowly things happened, and they could see that it's not that, it's an individual based organization. Now, that's how I could see that whoever is in ISKCON is very fortunate. Sometimes we talk about partiality, negligence, not being recognized, things like that. But we are inside ISKCON, we have complete faith that Prabhupada and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are appropriately arranging what is suitable for us. No? So it is not a good thing that we expect recognition, or we expect that we have to be promoted very soon into some position. No, just here is a platform, here is a place where you can practice pure devotional service, and when you are being given some leadership role, don't see it anymore as some kind of position, because you are not trying for it, it comes on you, then you see it as a position to serve. You know? That means you don't have any expectations that people have to recognize me, people have to give me importance and so on. So that way, we can do better. Now, coming to the topic they gave me, this Chandana Yatra and Akshaya Tritiya. King Indradumna, because I sometimes get the question, why only 21 days? Nowadays in Kali Yuga, there are no rains, and the heat continues more than 4 months. It goes into 8 months sometimes. So why only 21 days, Chandana Yatra, you know? So King Indradumna, he was instructed by directly by Jagannath, I am feeling very much heat. So at least for 3 weeks, you apply chandan on my body so that my body can get cool. This is our personalism or not impersonal philosophy. Actually, God is immune to anything and everything. Nothing can affect God. But we have a personal relation with God. And here in this world, when we are embodied, we find heat to be intolerable, cold to be intolerable, and we like certain delicacies, we like certain preparations. So devotees, they also, because devotees, we are servants of God, so we want to give pleasure and comfort and satisfaction to the Lord. And also, in this world, we are serving the Lord in separation. There are very many chances that we may be tempted by Maya, and within and without, we have so much tendencies or allurements of Maya. So unless we are very fully engaged. Prabhupada said, from the morning you get up till the time you go to sleep, you have to be doing some devotional activity or the other. Like, we don't recommend generally that all day you sit down and chant, because we are not on the platform of Haridas Thakur. We sometimes say, people don't want to do some hard work or do some service, so they want to sit down and chant, and chanting is the highest, best activity, which is true. If somebody can sit all day and chant, like Haridas Thakur. So we may say, I want to sit down and chant, the highest activity, the highest thing in devotional activity, out of the 64 limbs of activities, the chanting and hearing Hare Krishna. But we are not ready for that. We say, like, if one can chant Hare Krishna almost like 21 or 22 hours, then you should not have any desire, what food I will take, now this is time for prasad. There should not be ideas like that. If you are so concentrated, we should not think. So, at least for myself, there is nothing like that. So, generally, what is the best thing is, in order to actually develop our attachment to the holy name, we have to follow certain things. Like Prabhupada said, 8 hours of our chanting and hearing, we chant 2 hours a day, we do kirtans, Mangalarti 1 hour, and then Sandhyarti 1 hour, and then even again Guru Puja, with our services. If we are in the temple, we are supposed to be there at least for the 3 programs daily. And so that way, 2 hours japam, 2 hours kirtan, and 2 hours class. Now we have this 1 hour Bhagavatam class, if not more, at least. Because if we only do kirtan, the doubts of demons, when they come up, they can be nullified. When we keep hearing, when we keep reading, then whatever doubts may come, we will be able to destroy them. So it is also compulsory. And then this way, 8 hours, and 8 hours of devotional service. Either we are a pujari, or a book distributor, or we have whatever the authorities, they give us service in the kitchen or cleaning, whatever, these things. So this way, so this Chandana Yatra, actually it is true. Why only 21 days? But when we think it is very hot, is it wrong that we spend a little extra time beyond 21 days and then apply the hot days of the year, chandan? So these are natural feelings of a devotee, that although the process is there, but when you develop good sentiments for the Lord, and everything, it is very hot. Beyond 21 days, we may like to render some special services like this to the Lord. So Chandan Yatra, in Jagannath Puri, on this day, the preparations for building the carts, that will start. And I am from Andhra Pradesh, and there is Simhachalam, Varaha Narasimha Swami. So this is a special day. That place, on Akshaya Tritiya day, you get lakhs of people, because throughout the year they will only have the darshan of Varaha Narasimha Dev, that is called Nijarupa. Nijarupa means you have the head of Varaha Dev, and you have the body of Narasimha, and then you have the legs of a human being, Varaha Narasimha Dev, Narasimha Dev. It is there. And only on this Akshaya Tritiya day, because that is considered very Ugra, so they apply almost like 112 kgs of chandan. How much? 112 kgs of chandan. Then throughout the year they are preparing, and on Akshaya Tritiya that means throughout the year you go for Varaha Narasimha Darshan, you find a big shivalinga there. Big shivalinga, that is all chandan. And on this Akshaya Tritiya day, they just take away all the chandan. And on this day and tomorrow, next day, these 2 days, again that many cages of chandan is again. And throughout the year, you will only find Varaha Narasimha Dev either in the books or in the photos, but that Nijarupa right there in the deity, you will not have the darshan. So people go there, with such enthusiasm and eagerness. With only 2 days, you actually get the darshan of Varaha Narasimha Dev. All other days, like a big shivalinga, about 4.5 feet high, a shivalinga with 3 feet width. And they distribute the chandan to everybody. Maybe it is time up. I may like to continue in the Gita class if they give permission. Some more pastimes of this Chandan Yatra and Akshaya Tritiya. I made some, actually, few things and notes. Chandan Yatra Mahasav ki, Akshaya Tritiya Mahasav ki. There's still 5 minutes. If you have any questions or comments. Archa Vigraha. Say, as long as we are in this world, we have tendency to be independent, we have the egoistic nature, we have the enjoyment nature, and but our constitutional position is that we are eternal servants. So in this world, all the devotees, they make the deity of the Lord, this deity form, as everything in life. You know? Like, that means this way people can come and appreciate the form of the Lord. This way the devotees can get the opportunities to serve the Lord. And we always feel like, you know, like Devanand Pandit, I was taking a tour. I will just tell these 2 things connected to your question. One is, you know that Jaipuriya Bhavan in Barsana, the king was a great Vaishnava, and he constructed a very huge palace for Radha and Krishna, and he wanted to be their servant, make Radha and Krishna seated on the king's throne. No? And then he wanted to sit as a servant and rule the country. And Radha Krishna, they came in the Radha Rani, she came in and said, no, we don't want to move from this our Sriji temple in Bhanugad. You can install Radha Krishna deities and you can continue to rule your kingdom. And that means this is how actually we can be properly placed in our consciousness. We always feel, we always carry some picture, you know, we always visit the temples. And second thing, I was very happy to hear that. Like when you make a painting, when you make a painting, it takes many hours to paint. You know, you have the Radha Krishna painting there. It takes many, many hours, many days to paint it. Then you will establish that picture on the canvas. You know? So similarly, you are saying that generally we come to the deity, as you said, soon we lose our charm and go away. But the point is, we have to have those deities, painted in our heart. We have to get them inside us. For that, that means when you go out, they should be seen in our hearts, which is not the case at all. That means when we have this understanding, so we will never be careless or neglectful. As much time as we have, we like to sit down and go on watching the deities. And as you said, the deities don't go with you, but the holy name can go with you. The holy name is also Nam Prabhu, Nam Bhagavan. So whenever we are unfortunate that we have to leave the temple for your service or for your some other errands, but this Nam Prabhu can go with you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Is that all right? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.